In terms of the unity of your party, which is the next question I'm going to pose, there appear to be many schisms, cracks, crevices on the back of the fierce contestation. So we have a number of people, former members of parliament, former leaders of your party. In fact, people who have served, energy minister, former agric minister, the vice president is in there, former trade minister. The pool is quite a strong one. And all of them are gunning for the same position. But at the same time, their supporters are throwing pot shots at the other people. And some are saying all of this is creating disunity in your party. How united is the NPP ahead of this flag bearership race?
Well, whenever in the period leading to elections and selections, it's always a bit controversy arises here and there. But I think the fundamental issue of the solid cohesion, the party, is not compromised in any way. And that is why we as elders are talking to these aspirants and asking them to rein in their supporters so that we do these elections with utmost decorum, and also that insult and devoid of all acrimony and insult and whatever and the rest. And as I say, sometimes we behave like a football team, like the football association. If we will hold them responsible for the utterances of their supporters, we will not let them go free. Because to say that, well, I did not say, somebody said it. No, you have to hold and then make sure that you call your supporters to order. So the unity, the cohesiveness of the party is not, as I said, it's not compromised in any way. We want to stay together. We want to stay strong. We want to stay focused, and we want to see and tout the achievements that we have done, the aids that there are, the difficulties, how we surmounted it, and see how the people of Ghana will react. Because at the end of the day, it's the advancement of Ghana that we are all looking for. And that must be the aim of a political party. And for us, we are no exception. So we will do things that will make Ghana proud that he has a system, democratic system, whereby people are able to express themselves. And those who aspire to lead must then also pull the line, straight and narrow path, to make sure that this country begins to do things the way they should be done, and without acrimony, without all these things. So.